Hello, everyone, and welcome along to Northumberland FA podcast from the sidelines with myself, Gary Middleton. And special guest today is Sally Needham, the former Sheffield United Academy Human Development and Performance Culture Lead. Sally, welcome along today. Thank you very much for joining us on From the Sidelines.
No problem. Thank you for having me, Gary.
Sally, can you just explain your role that you had at Sheffield, which you've just recently left, the role that you did at the FA, and also your current role with Norway Women?
Yeah, I can. So I was at the FA for 13 years. I worked in the FA Skills Programme and then went to be County Coach Developer. So very much coaching and coach development background. I left the FA in October 2020 and started as a consultant at Sheffield 2 days a week. Jack Lester were a kind of manager at the time, and at Sheffield I've got a mantra: outrun, outfight, outplay. And the outfight was a blank canvas. So Jack wanted to do something a little bit different. So brought me in, and I did 2 days a week there, and then went full time in March 2022 to that job title. And my role really basically was working the outfight, but also underpinning from a neuroscience perspective. So I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a neuroscientist, very much from a coach development background. So my role was to work with staff and players to embed the outfight, but also underpin a lot of it by and the neuroscience, and that got put into our S&C department, into our education department, into our coaches, and then with our players. So I worked very closely with a lot of our players, and they had certain things that they had in their programme weekly, and then certain that were specific to individuals. And then luckily, Gemma, I know Gemma Granger from the FA, I used to work with Gemma before, she was a coach at Women's, at the Wales Women, and I did 9 months with Gemma, and then she's moved to Norway, so I've just gone to Norway with Gemma. Did our first camp a few weeks ago, so I've got a human development and performance consultant out there with Gem. Still work for the FA slightly, in a sense that I deliver on some of the courses, still be licensed and advanced youth award, but don't do as much as the coach development in a sense of formal coach education anymore. I've just left on Friday, and going back to doing consultancy.
Yeah, that sounds a real real exciting role with Gemma at Norway, Sally, and probably a big time-consuming role as well for you.
Yeah, it's 100 days, but yeah, it's a nice mix of being able to have practical days on camp and then days off camp to plan and to look at a bigger working piece that we're trying to put in. We went on camp a few weeks ago, met all the staff. She took a couple of staff with her. Really good forward-thinking staff. Really enjoyed work with the players. Got quite a bit of buy-in to start with after the first couple of days, which were great. Very inquisitive about it all. It's a big piece of work. I fly out on Thursday for a couple of days to have a look at the offices and our base camp, because we're at a different base camp last camp due to the weather, we're straight into European qualifiers. So it's been a good journey with great people, a big piece of work, but yeah, something I'm really looking forward to.
Fantastic. Sally, you're coming up to Northumberland in the summer, August the 17th, for our Coach to Coach Development Day. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to sort of create some curiosity about what you do within coaching, and something that as coaches ourselves, we need to be looking at. Now, psychology has always been in the FA four-corner model for coaches to look at within our practice design and how we're delivering our sessions to our teams. But I think what you do is a real deep dive into the psych corner.
Yeah, it's the psych corner and the social corner for me was something I got exposed to when I did the Advanced Youth Award a few years ago. Well, a lot of years ago now, but 2012. And when I went back into coaching with the new knowledge of delivering some of the sessions in the psych and social, the children that we're working with seem to flourish as children and then as players. So I wanted to really know what, why that is and what underpins all that, which led me to a neuroscience, really. So for one, on the site element of what's concentration, what's confidence, where is it from, what happens with it, what is it, how do you get a child to talk more in communication? And then I looked at, I was working with, for my A license, I work with a team, and some of the behaviour, I struggle with some of the behaviour, and how to manage the behaviour and how to sort out the team dynamics in an under-16s team. And so the social side of how relationships work, how team dynamics are, what people's behaviours like, kind of what really, I was really curious around and wanted to delve down deeper. So yes, I do delve down deeper. I'm not a psychologist and I'm not a neuroscientist, but neuroscience gave me a lot of the answers to why people behave like they do. Also, where does, what is confidence? How do we ingrain, so we try to help a child that wants more to be able to communicate more. Well, how do we do that? The underpinning thing of that is neuroscience, because you understand how your body and your brain works and how habits are formed. So yeah, so on the CPD day, it will be very much around a little bit of my journey, but not too much, bit of kind of why I am where I am, and like you just said, the psychosocial and delving down into the neuroscience. Then it'll be about the neuroscience, which gives us a lot of answers to help us to join the dots on some behaviours. Mm-hmm. And then we will start to look at implementation. So what does children need, players need for to settle their bodily state before they come into training? And the big thing for me is everything is dependent on bodily state. So your decision making, your endurance, your self-belief, your confidence, which we know decision making and all that side of it is massive in football. So understanding all that, implementation, some top tips. I've got some videos of me delivering, and then we unpick it, how we apply it into then our own practices, and then some further reading for in case everybody's, like you say, is evoked the curiosity a little bit more.
Mm. Sally, why is it important that us as coaches understand the neuroscience?
Well, for one, if we're trying to do a session and you're trying to do a technical session, if the player's bodily states are not regulated, there's no learning taking place. And also then, if you look at a player that, say, goes wandering in games or goes listening in games or feels sick before they want to start playing, or the player safe pass instead of a risky pass because the bodily state's not there, all that side of understanding that, how you manage it, how you observe it and how you work with it, is key. Otherwise, you might get players that are in your session for an hour, but it might be 10 minutes of learning. Or when you go on a game, then they train really well in training, but they can't perform in games because of bodily state. There's also a bigger element of it and about mental health and well-being. So Every time we understand about what's happening in your bodily state and you meet that player's needs and you help them to regulate, there's co-regulation and self-regulation, but every time we start to have this interaction that's an intervention and we can help and support, we're depositing what I call the soil in some emotional resilience. So you're stretching their capabilities to be able to deal with demands of the game, but more importantly, demands of life. So yeah, that's why I think it's very key.
Yeah. Sally, you also talk about human development.
Yeah. Do so. It's more about, again, coming back to what we just said, how you are, so your own awareness of you as a self, of a coach, what's your language, what's your bodily state like, How you work with other people, what environment do we create that basically then helps that child to have more tolerance, more emotional resilience to be able to cope with, keep saying it, but demands a life in game, because we've got a lot of children that, trauma is a big word that gets bandied about, but it really is more of not as much the experience, it's more how we store it in our body, in our brain. So we're storing experiences all the time. And with what's happened in COVID, we'll get a lot more anxious children coming through. So us understanding what behaviour and how your body and your brain operates, and then how we can work with that, is massive for one, for, like I keep saying, emotional resilience, but two, then for their learning and their development as a footballer. But the big thing for me is the human development aspect is if you haven't got enough in your system, you can't sit and listen and learn. You struggle to have the confidence to be able to express yourself and all that side of it, then the performance end's not going to come anyway. So human development is basically just understanding around you as a human, and especially as a coach, understanding about themselves is massive, because we know that when you have a child that's dysregulated or a player that's dysregulated, as a human being, if you're not regulated, you can't help to regulate them. So the lot on the day will be a lot around you and understanding you as a coach, and then some tools that you can put in for one, for the children, but us for ourselves to really try and extend our window of tolerance, so we've got enough in our system to be able to cope with demands of game and life. And I keep saying that, but it's true.
Sally, how can a better understanding of neuroscience transform coaching relationships?
Yeah, so as I just said, that's massive. So how you are, what's your bodily state, to then how you influence, how you then notice some of the behaviours. So if you've got players that are not in their system and not regulated, they'll just nod. Players will nod if they're regulated. If they're not, they'll look glazed look. There's no learning, so half-time team talks, what you're doing in the beginning, how behaviour then interacts with other people and how that disrupts your team or doesn't disrupt your team, but also the element of how you work with other people. Language is a big thing for me, so a lot of our stress response system comes from our face, so understanding what our face does, what our body language does, our tone of voice, and then certain language that we use is really key for coaches to understand, because if this is not there or an understanding of it, but also then your players and your other people you work with and not in a good bodily state, then the impact of learning, decision-making, problem-solving, up for relationships, which we know is fundamental to resilience in team sports, will be very, very limited.
Mm-hmm. Sally, no doubt you will talk about methods to optimise performance within the role that you've done at Sheffield United in Norway, when you come up in person. But can you just give a little taster of this just before we wrap up?
Yeah, so things for example, our goalkeeper. So our goalkeeper struggled with nerves, but also then we wanted to be more of a communicator. So the implementation was the fact of when you struggle with nerves or with anything around anxiety or understanding your body and your brain, you've got to be able to feel it. So we did a lot of work with him on morning breath work. He does a lot of yoga, so he can sense in and feel and work with it. The more that he does that, the more he's developing his window of tolerance to be able to cope with more demands. For him starting to understand how his brain and body operates, but then understands then what happens with breath, how he uses breath to calm himself down or to rev himself up, so up-regulate, down-regulate, how yoga helps him to move his body and work with his breath again. We did a lot of stuff on using a mic. So performance then was putting a mic in him. Also, we took him for some public speaking lessons around how he uses his tone. He uses a lot of journal. So we know that anxiety goes down, resilience goes up. Learning's improved when you're writing it down. Did a lot on his sleep, because we know that learning doesn't happen while you're doing it. It happens between sleep, from short-term to long-term memory. So we gave a lot of tools to him. The biggest thing is we gave him the knowledge first of this is how your body and brain works. These are the tools. When you ask somebody to communicate more, unless it is something that you bring into your conscious awareness and you fire two neurons that start this process and you consciously are thinking about it, your brain doesn't know whether you are doing it or thinking it, then it starts to layer some new pathways. Once this pathway is layered, and is ingrained, the old pathway becomes redundant. So this is why you are forming new habits. So we had to really work on a lot of visualization with him, a lot of journaling with him. So we're layering that pattern quicker. So that's what kind of neuroscience tells us, contemplative neuroscience, is it gives us the understanding of why and how we can do it. So there'll be examples of what you can do on and off the field to help players. A lot in grassroots, I'd say breath work is your number one. It's very much is your remote control of your body. And if you can understand how you work with your breath, then it will be key for one, for human development, and two, for performance.
Fantastic. Thanks, Sally. Sally, look, really, really looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, August the 17th, in person. I hope the podcast recordings created some curiosity around the topic, and we'll get lots of coaches coming from grassroots to take a deeper delve into what neuroscience looks like from yourself face to face. And yeah, look, thanks again for joining us on From the Sidelines, and we'll see you in the summer. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to meeting everybody and getting up there in the summer.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, Gary.